Good evening, and welcome to the High Chaparral Reunion Sponsors Dinner. These gorgeous balloons were designed and provided by our own Susan McCrae. So to Susan, thank you for providing the perfect crowning touch and for making tonight special for all of us. Kent, you may be Big Daddy, but when it comes to parties, Susan is head honcho. Well, fans of the High Chaparral know that John Cannon had a dream when he came to Arizona, that all kinds of different people could learn to live together in peace, despite their differences and no matter where they came from. I think because of that idea, fans of High Chaparral are very special, and they represent a fulfillment of that ideal. This weekend, we have different people from all over the world. We speak different languages, and we come from different cultures, and we're gathered here to celebrate the High Chaparral. Well, tonight is the sponsors' dinner, and tonight you're sitting with the reunion sponsors, and of all the extremely special High Chaparral fans, this group stands out. So to our sponsors, thank you. Thank you for being so joyfully open with your hearts. And thank you for something that's very close to my heart, for being so warmly open with your checkbooks. Many of our sponsors are here tonight, but there are so many sponsors who can't attend the reunion, and they send their money anyway. I want to be sure that all of the High Chaparral cast and crew understand something that I think is very important. All of these sponsors, the ones sitting here beside you tonight, and the ones who are at home, anxiously waiting for Facebook photos and stories to be posted, give so generously. They give because they love the show, they love what you created, and they love you. They give because they wanted to bring the High Chaparral home to Tucson. So to all of our sponsors, thank you. Without you, there simply would not be a reunion. And now to all of our well-loved guests of honor, thank you for coming home to the ranch and for spending your weekend here with us. 40 years ago, we all sat far too close to our televisions every Sunday night, and we watched you. We thought you were the bravest, most handsome, and hottest cowboys that we had ever seen. We thought you were amazing and fascinating, and we still do. The High Chaparral is a cultural icon, not only here in the United States, but all over the world. I want to tell you about a tiny little community in Malaysia of about 300 people. Now, it's a small, traditional Malay Indian village. They raise some cows, and they basically live off the land, which is very beautiful. The families who live there were deeded their land about 150 years ago. But in 2007, the title to their land was taken away from them in a property scam by some very large developers. This almost certainly illegal land grab threatened these 65 or so Malay families, and it ignited protests all over the world. These villagers fought, they filed court suits, and they refused to leave their homes. If you do a Google search, you'll find over 100,000 internet pages just about this fight. Do you know what those Malaysian people nicknamed their village? And what's mentioned in those 100,000 internet pages? The High Chaparral. They named it the High Chaparral. They chose it because they raise cattle, they know the show, and they love it. You created a cultural icon that people the world over love and remember. Well, your loving fans believe that you deserve an award for your work and your talent, and so tonight we're giving you one. It doesn't have an academy, a university, or a studio behind it, but it has all the love and respect of your fans. So please accept this award in recognition of your accomplishments, talent, creativity, and artistry, and thank you for your work and for making the finest television Western ever created. And now, if you'll turn your attention to your table, you'll see that there are these small cowboy boot trophies. And you'll notice that although it is a boot and it's golden, I did not call it a golden boot. That's because the very last Golden Boot Award was presented to Bob Hoy in his hospital room shortly before he left us. It was the last golden boot that will ever be presented. Very few people know the great debt the High Chaparral Reunion owes Bobby Hoy. Back in 2003, a small group of around 12 fans decided that it would be fun to meet up here in Tucson, visit the ranch, and go to lunch. One of them knew Bob and mentioned it to him. And it was Bobby who said, if they met in Los Angeles, maybe at the Sportsman's Lodge, he could get other cast members and maybe a few production crew to attend. And then he got on the phone, started calling, he got addresses for invitations, and he told people they needed to come. I knew Bobby, just a little, and I can imagine that very few people turned him down when he called and told him they had to come. Well, it's been 8 years since that first reunion. They had around 12 fans and 8 celebrity guests and a few others. No one really kept any records because it was so unexpected and exciting and surprising. This year is our 5th reunion, and tomorrow at the ranch there will be hundreds of people. There'll be TV cameras, newspapers, magazine reporters. Today, the reunion is a non-profit corporation because it's grown so much. All of this is because Bobby thought he could probably get a few people to come to lunch. Over the years, Bob continued to be a very active advocate for the reunion and for High Chaparral fans in general. I think it's very fair to say that these reunions, as they exist today, would look much different if Bob hadn't been involved. So in addition to thanking our wonderful sponsors and all of our handsome, dashing, and brave cast and crew, the High Chaparral Reunion is very proud to thank Bobby Hoy.